Saturday morning. Right. You're ready to get working.
Here we go.
That's right. You're tuned in to Lou.
Yes, I was just wondering, is this Mr. I'll Come Over and Help Spray, Prime, and Paint Your Wrought Iron Railing?
And House Smarts Radio.
No. That's coming up later on.
He may not be knocking on your door anytime soon. You know, social distancing. But he sure will help you now over these radio airwaves.
What time are you going to be here?
All you have to do is call. Here's your host, Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Hey, get a rhythm.
7:10 in the morning.
When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm.
Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio.
When you get the blues.
This hour of our show, sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com, Hermosillo Basement Systems,
a little shoe shine
and Ace Hardware.
877-213-4LOU
is our phone number. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to you, David Jennings. Good morning, Joe Brand. How are you gentlemen this morning?
Good morning, Lou. Doing pretty well. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. I saw a little tweet by you, Joe Brand, about the coronavirus test that they took with the St. Louis Cardinals, and you were very specific about the addition of the word S at the end of the word test. So the tests, meaning that there were, you know, potentially multiple players that tested positive for the coronavirus. This is tough stuff with these sports trying to figure this all out.
Yeah, well, basically, when they decided to resume the baseball season, the whole idea was if someone came down with the virus, we could still figure things out. We can quarantine, self-isolate that person, and move forward with the season. The Miami Marlins proved that not to be the case last week. And then when this news came out about the Cardinals yesterday, yeah. At first it was one positive test. And then, yeah, John Heyman's next tweet said tests. So that means the virus spread within whether it was the clubhouse, the locker room, just a team meeting on the field. Mm-hmm. So that's why they're kind of walking on thin ice right now with all this.
Is anybody, are any of the other sports leagues having second thoughts about reopening, even though they're trying to do the bubble thing?
Pretty much no, because right before the teams went to Edmonton or Toronto in hockey, there were zero positive tests throughout anyone in the NHL.
It's because they're on ice.
Is that a scientific fact?
The virus doesn't like ice. I think that we can come to that conclusion. I'm not I can't say the word. What is the word when you're a virologist? I'm not a virologist, but I mean, if you put the thing on ice, I think it's fine. Which I think.
What?
I was going to say Shih Tzu.
what we could do is, good morning, by the way. You were answering phones. I said good morning to these guys. I didn't say good morning to you. But I think that if we, you know, like it, you should put more ice in your Manhattans, and it's a way to help keep the virus away.
So,
right? The colder, the better.
So you're claiming right now the cure to the virus, Manhattan's on ice.
Hey, we got all these
other careful.
You
be careful. You know someone is going to hear that and go, yeah, he's right. Well, we should do that.
I was thinking every other day we see some wackadoo on Twitter or whatever saying, I've got the cure or whatever. And I'm like, okay, we got these really smart scientists all around the world trying to figure this thing out. Hopefully they'll come up with a solution sooner than later.
Well, to that point, David, there's also somebody out there saying, oh, I knew it. I was doing the right thing the whole time, drinking Manhattans on ice this whole time to avoid it.
I'm going to tell you right now, I had a couple last night. I feel fantastic right now. I felt even better last night.
That's what my husband says. He says it's whiskey or a bourbon. He's like, it kills everything.
Right. I mean, back when David and I were kids, you know, that's when our teeth were hurting, they would put the stuff on your lips, right, Dave? Well,
thanks, Lou. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm in your camp, my friend.
Let me tell you, when my David spilled hit the bourbon on the table. Remember I told you that he spilled the bourbon on the kitchen table and it like peeled the... Did I tell you this?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. I don't think... That was the moonshine he brought over, not the... It wasn't bourbon. So, anyway. Well, that's really concerning with the sports. I have to be honest with you. It's been a nice distraction to watch a little baseball and even without fans or whatever, and I certainly pray that everybody stays healthy. And you know, I'm not only worried in general about this like most of us, but with the players, of course, but you've got all these support people around there too. I'm assuming they're all getting tested periodically throughout the season as well. I mean, I would think that everybody that's involved there, right, is doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. But the thing that makes baseball different than the other sports right now is, like David said, there's no bubble. There's constant travel. I mean, you're separating it between West, Midwest and East Coast, but you're still doing constant travel all throughout the nation, and it's tough to make all those precautions. It is.
Yeah, right. It really is. All right. Well, we'll talk with you gentlemen a little bit later on this morning. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go to the phone lines right now. Our first call of the morning is sponsored by bathfitter.com/Lou. Shirley, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, yes. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question about the sink. I try to clean my sink and my toilet with Dutch cleanser and bleach, but for the last so many years, it doesn't work. I mean, it never works. You know, it's brown. The sink and the toilet and the shower stall is brown rings and stuff around it, and I use the Dutch cleanser and the bleach, and, you know, just a little. I mean, I've seen toilets that are so nice and clean. So what I did, I got a girl to come in and clean it. I don't know what she used. So I'd like to do it myself.
Well, okay, so you said you had someone come in and they cleaned it,
yes.
and it did clean up and did well.
Like it was new.
Okay. I was worried that, you know, sometimes with those kitchen cleansers, you actually can take some of the finish off of the toilet or the sink, and then sometimes you just can't get it clean. Maybe she used something as simple. There's a couple of cleaners that do a really nice job on the porcelain like that. One is a kitchen and bathroom cleaner that I don't talk a lot about, but I just recently used it again, and I've always been super impressed by its ability to clean. It's a product called Kaboom, K-A-B-O-O-M. And if you spray that on the sink or the porcelain or even a fiberglass tub and you let it sit there for a little bit, and then you go at it with a mild Scotch-Brite pad, you know, something that, remember that the darker the pads, the more aggressive the pads are. So the green or the black is the most aggressive. If you go with something like a blue, a lighter blue, or even a white, it does an amazing job. And I would search that product out, Shirley, Kaboom, and try that. And I think that you'll get really, really good results. I appreciate the phone call. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. It's 7:18 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. I need to tell John Williams to play Misty for me. Just going to throw that out there. Hey, to most, it's just another sidewalk or parking lot, but to Robert R. Andreas & Sons, well, it's a work of art. Perfectly paved with attention to detail. Andreas & Sons is a family-owned Chicagoland business, and they have the expertise to handle any job. Patios, stairs, foundations, sidewalks, loading docks, warehouse floors. You see, Andreas & Sons, they do it all, commercial, industrial, or residential. So if your project requires concrete or asphalt, then you need to contact the experts, Andreas & Sons, for a free estimate. Give them a call at 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735, or visit andreasconstruction.com. Robert R. Andreas & Sons, general contractors specializing in high-quality professional concrete and asphalt solutions since 1956. The number again, 708-863-5735. That's 708-863-5735. Or visit andreasconstruction.com.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some... This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There is nothing that is wrong.
Thank you.
Wanting you to stay here with me.
877-213-4LOU is our number, 877-213-4568. How can I help you this morning? Hope you, like me, are amazed that it's August. And anything we can help you with this morning, happy to do that. Oh, coming up a little bit later on this morning, we're going to talk about remodeling your bathroom with our friends over at Bathfitter and talk about the work that they can do and how they can transform your bathroom in as little as one day, which is pretty amazing. And we'll learn a little bit more about their process and how they do it all. And I think we'll find that pretty interesting for sure. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. By the way, our next caller, we're going to give out a House Smarts radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Whether you're investing in your kitchen or bathroom, Cobblestone Remodeling's design expert build staff can help you create your dream home. Visit cobblestoneremodeling.com or give them a call at 773-661-0606, and we're going to give that hat to Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning. Question on a septic tank.
All right.
We have a cottage up in Wisconsin. We've had Pat's Services pump the tank for 40-plus years. Just had it pumped. Haven't had any problems. Had a neighbor ask me if I put enzymes in the tank. I've never done that in 40 years. Mm-hmm. Have you any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. The enzymes exist naturally in what goes into the tank that comes out of our bodies. And the idea behind it, do you have a traditional septic? It's not a mechanical one. You've got a holding tank, and then it just goes out to a leach field?
Correct.
All right. And how often do you pump the tank? Every 3 years or so?
One. No, you know what? We pump it every year.
All right. If you're pumping it every year, you don't need any enzymes. The whole idea there is the enzymes help to break down the solids and make sure that, you know, the system runs well. The enzymes can be helpful, quite honestly, Tom, in the piping that leads to the tank as well. But my gosh, if you've lived there for 40 years and you've had zero problems with it, why start now?
Well, that was kind of my thought. I mean, with this, the only reason we have it pumped yearly is because it's right on the lake.
Mm-hmm. And right.
Oh, and I mean, don't want to have any issues.
No, and I mean, and so that's the thing, right? Is that, you know, a lot of people don't pump the tanks that often. And when they do, or I mean, in your case, you're getting rid of all those solids. I mean, there's a little bit of whatever, but naturally the enzymes, it just naturally occurs. What these enzymes are, whether it's Robic or there's a product called EcoFlow that's an enzyme, it's like a booster, right? It kind of goes, hey, everybody, I'm here. Let's get going. And you know, if I were okay. You, I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't until somebody mentioned that. So
right.
It was one of those things was out of sight, out of mind.
Right, I hear you.
All right,
we're good. I appreciate
it. As long as I don't contaminate the lake.
Yeah, no. Well, that, I mean, keep, if you want, if you're, you know, if your budget allows, I mean, even if you didn't pump it every year, you know, how many people live in your home?
Well, I mean, it's a summer house. So
right. So you get
different.
It goes from
usually
zero.
There might be 12 of us, but this year it's
a lot
changed
less.
Dramatically.
Yeah, right.
Like four or five at a time.
Right, I hear you. So, I mean, it's when you know, especially with second homes like that, you know, you go from zero to 100 miles an hour on weekends typically. And so it's not a bad idea to pump that thing once a year. It's not really that expensive, and why not? You know, just said, I don't want to contaminate the lake. I want to make sure that everything stays safe, and that's a good thing. So I agree wholeheartedly. Thanks so much. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go to, where is this line? Oh, there it is, right there. This is Elaine, who's in Wonder Lake. Elaine, good morning. You're on WGN. Hi, Elaine. I hear Elaine. She's driving. Elaine?
Good morning, Lou.
Hi, good morning. How may I help you?
I'm calling for my daughter, who actually lives in Denver.
Okay.
She's going to have some concrete poured, and I just want to know the best way to go about that. She's gotten several estimates, and one guy wanted to pour over existing concrete and
I don't think that's
a good idea.
No. So she wants concrete. What is she doing? Is she doing a sidewalk, a driveway? What has she got going?
The first one is a sidewalk, and there's only two sections that are damaged, and she was going to have those taken out and replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But she has a strip along her, like carport concrete. There's already concrete on one side,
mm-hmm.
and then they kind of piece together a sidewalk and another little strip. So that whole strip is probably 8 feet wide and 20 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to take that all up. And I was telling her she needs to have a good base and whatever. So that's why I'm calling you to get all the details.
I got to tell you something, Elaine. You're doing fine. Listen, I'm going to step away from the microphone, and we're going to direct the calls to you. And what you just said is, I mean, look, whether it's concrete or asphalt, we're not doing any top coat or anything like that. I mean, the one thing with Colorado is, you know, the climate there is obviously much different than here. And so you can get away with a lot of different things there that work in the Colorado climate than they do here. But when it comes to any kind of solid surface like that, a concrete or an asphalt, you got, if it's a problem where it's broken or it doesn't look good, you break it out, you cut it, you put in new material, make sure that the concrete is or rather the stone underneath there is compacted and solid. All that has to happen before the new material goes on top of it. And that's the way I would go. You know, the thing, you hear me talk on this show about the National Association of the Remodeling Industry. That organization exists, you know, in Colorado, too, thus the term national. Mm-hmm. And so she could certainly go to their website and get some recommendations of contractors that could come out and take a look at it to get multiple bids. But you want somebody that's going to come in and say, all right, what's your daughter's name?
Angela,
we're going to cut this out. We're going to put the concrete down there, stamp it down. Bop, 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 bop. We're going to put the concrete in there. You're going to be happy.
Well, now, what specifically should she look for when she gets a quote as far as the base? How deep do you think should be? 4 inches?
We're talking about a patching situation. So they're probably going to, you know, if I was pouring a brand new driveway or something like that, in an optimal world, it's 6 inches of compacted stone and then 4 inches of concrete. Now, if she has 4 inches of stone and 4 inches of concrete, that is perfectly acceptable. And, you know, they're going to broom finish or however they're going to finish it to match the rest of the concrete. It will be a patch. The colors aren't going to match perfectly. So, you know, you do have to be ready for that. It's going to be much brighter looking, concrete patch than it was than the older stuff. But when it's all done, it'll be nice and solid, hold up, and do a nice job. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:30 in the morning. Time now to take a quick break. We'll be back right after that.
Got a question for Lou? No better time than the present.
The refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it and I get yelled at.
He's taking your calls live right now.
I don't know if it's mold, mildew, or what. I can't get rid of it.
Back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
Welcome back. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines. This is Bill in Geneva. Hey, Bill, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Lou. Good morning. And I got a problem with the brick patio. I got ants coming all up, and they're climbing on the cushions and things. What are you recommending, a spray or granules?
I want you to go to the hardware store and buy a large bottle of Bonide Ant Revenge.
Does Ace have it?
They do. And then here's the trick. Okay. Here's the trick with this product, because this is, everybody forgets this. You're going to sprinkle the granules on your patio and around, you know, where the patio meets the grass. And then
exactly where they are.
And then you're going to take your hose and spray it. You need to activate the granules with water. You don't have to drench it. You just need to get it wet.
Understand.
In about 2 days, you're going to be like, my life is wonderful.
Ant-free. You promise, huh?
It really, really, really does work. So Bonide Ant Revenge, you can find it at Ace.
Very good. And they got that bucket sale going on today, too. I might just run over there and
You are absolutely right. There's a Children's Miracle Network bucket sale going on at your local Ace, where you buy the bucket for $5, which goes to in the Chicagoland area, goes to Lurie Children's Hospital, and everything you put in the bucket, regularly priced items, you can save up to 20%. So it's a pretty good deal. And go there, get that bucket, fill it with that stuff, and you'll be amazed. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. This is Flo in Glenview. Hey, Flo, you're on WGN. Good morning. 877-213-4568. Here she comes. She's listening. 3, 2, 1. Flo?
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
How you doing?
I have a...
Are you, hey, I heard you listening to that Lou Manfredini on the radio. That I listen to that guy, too.
every week.
You're a good lady. How may I help you?
I have a L-shaped stainless steel countertop with a drop-in range, and I want to replace the range. And of course, all the new sizes is a half inch larger on one side.
Mm-hmm.
Can you recommend someone that can enlarge that opening?
Do you have? In other words, if we're going to cut the stainless,
right?
So you said it's a counter. How about the? Do you have cabinets on either side? In other words, do you have the space to cut it?
Yes, you would be cutting it in front.
Oh, in the front. I see. Okay.
Yes, front to back.
Okay. You're in Glenview.
Right.
Okay, this is not their specialty, but maybe they'll help you out.
Okay.
They're in Glenview. Stone cutters.
Stone cutters? Oh, my daughter used them.
Right.
Countertop.
Now,
she's in Glenview also.
So what I would do is give them a call, tell them you and I spoke, and say, I know this is not what you do, but I just need, that they have the expertise and probably the tools to be able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's not a huge job. It's a little bit of a setup to do this, but do you have the cooktop?
No.
Okay. But you know what you're gonna buy.
Yes.
Okay. And okay, so if you know what you're gonna buy and you have the cutout sheet, that's what they're gonna need. So there's a sheet.
You mean with the new one, there's a diagram?
Correct. Like this is the size of the hole or whatever. And so they will be able to then determine that. And then if they say, no, you know what, we can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we going to get?
My other thought is, it's not raised high. What if we just installed it above would that be done?
I mean, I don't know if you're going to like that. From a standpoint of food dropping down in there and doing whatever, so I don't know that that's going to be the best choice. Let's see if we can get it cut and drop in there from there. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Give them a call.
Thank you much.
Flo, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our number. Let's talk to, who is this here? This is Mary in Grace Lake. Hey, Mary, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. May I help you?
I have a shower in my bathroom. I have a shower that's all glass enclosed. And it looks like soap scum to me, but I had it checked, and they said the glass was pitted. And I wondered if there's anything I can do except replace the whole thing.
Well, let's try one more thing and just see if this can work. There is a product called Bright and Clean, B-R-I-T-E and Clean, that you could get at the hardware store. And it comes in a... You know what it looks like? They got a container of it. If you buy a good container of a spice with a bigger size spice container? That's what it looks like. It's a white powder. And what you're going to do is, do you have any microfiber towels at home?
I do.
All right.
Yeah,
so you're going to get that wet with... You're going to get it wet with warm water. Then you're going to sprinkle this... Bright and Clean on the microfiber towel, and then you're going to apply it to the glass in a circular motion, and you're going to try and remove that haze and cloudiness. I met this guy at a trade show maybe 3-4 years ago, and he and his father are in the glass business in California. And they invented this product. And, at trade shows, they can make you like, oh, my gosh, it's amazing. And I was a little bit skeptical, and I took a couple of the samples, and then I tried it on a couple of old doors, and I was amazed at the results. I mean, here's the thing, Mary. It may not work, but it's worth a try. if it is, if the glass truly is pitted, then there's not much you can do. But it may be able to take that haze on there, and it's worth it. And for anybody that has really tough haze or you know, calcium or lime, and maybe the CLR, which I loved, isn't working, this might be the one. Bright and clean.
Bright and clean. Oh, thank you so much. I've had this. I stay up nights thinking about this thing. So thank you so much.
Wait, listen, clean the glass and get a good night's sleep, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Everything is better when you have a good night's sleep. That is for sure. 877-213-4LU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk with Paul, who is in Gurnee. Hey, Paul, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I was wondering, I need a recommendation. I have a chimney with the exterior trim is rotting out just over time because of the Chicago weather. And I'm having a difficult time.
Hold on. Sorry. A chimney with the exterior trim. So it's a sided chimney, like it's wood. It's not masonry or anything.
It's actually a siding chimney, and I have the white trim board that actually goes around the chimney and then around the house.
Gotcha. Okay.
And on top of the chimney, just due to the weather, the wood or the whatever the kind of wood that the builders put on it is starting to rot.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to find, and I'm not even sure, a roofer or a siding expert. Over the past 3 months, I've been trying to find a company, and I've gone through a dozen names, and it's either they come out and they look at the job, they say they could do it, I never get a phone call back. And it's just finding somebody reputable to come out and to do the work for me.
Have you called my our sponsor, Lindeman Chimney?
I did, and it wasn't a very good experience. They came out, and they were going to run a quote, and I never heard anything back from them.
Well, that's not good. I don't like to hear that at all. Okay. So the siding... So you have wood siding that goes up this chimney, and then up at the crown, at the top, you have like a metal cap on your chimney, and then there's trim that's underneath that metal cap?
Correct.
Okay. And that, so it's just that trim that needs to get replaced.
Correct. And I understand, looking at it from a contractor's point of view, is that I have a two-story home plus the additional 10 feet that gets me to the top of the chimney. So I need to find a company that at least has a 40-foot ladder.
Well, the thing is, what they'll probably all insist on doing is setting up scaffolding to do it from a safety perspective. So, I mean, this is not an inexpensive proposition to get it done.
Correct.
And what's unfortunate is that, you know, you're like, it's just four boards. I need the four boards. And, you know, it's all the setup time. Once they get everything set up, they're going to be like, bada boom, bada bam. And, you know, in a couple of hours, they're probably done. So, okay, let's try this. I don't know that they'll do it, but I think that at least I know you'll get a call back and you know, that they can help you with this. So Cobblestone Remodeling, you know, does a lot of exterior work, and they have a ton of experience doing siding and trim and capping. I definitely want you to talk to them about not using wood and using a synthetic material up there so that this is once and done, right?
Correct.
So we're going to use something like an AZEK or something like that that paints like wood, acts like wood, but it doesn't rot and you're done. So do you have a pen or a pencil to write this phone number down?
I've been waiting to call you. I absolutely.
773-661-0606. 773-661-0606. Talk to them about it. I mean, it's a lot of setup here, and so it's not going to be an inexpensive proposition. But I will tell you, if you don't do this, you're going to get more water infiltrating in there, and it's going to cause a huge problem. So you got to get it fixed.
Correct. And one, my last question, Lou, is that am I right to stay with a roofing company, or should I look with a siding company to do this?
Well, it's Cobblestone can do it to both, but I mean, a siding or a roofing contractor is kind of, this is the realm of their
okay
of their, you know, wheelhouse, because More than likely, that metal cap that's on top of that chimney will stay. They won't have to take it off. They'll be able to take the trim out and slide the new trim and maybe have to replace a couple pieces of siding up at the top, you know, because there could be damage that you can't see from the ground that they'll see once they get up there. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, there may be damage underneath there under the, you know, the sheathing that's underneath the siding as well that they'll uncover once they do this work. So you just have to be prepared for. Again, all the money in this project is getting the workers up there safely to do their job.
Correct. And that's why, you know, it's actually been a good learning experience for me. I know the material that they need is not that expensive, but I know the difficulty level is high in setup time.
Right.
And I try to let the contractor know, hey, I know what you guys are doing here, and it's just, I'm working. Just call me back, and I know this is going to be expensive, but it's just even getting a call back.
Right.
Lou, thank you. I definitely appreciate your time. You've helped me once again.
You got it. Be well. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 7:48 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For tuning in, you're listening to Lil Manfredini on House Smart Radio.
We're having all kinds of technical fun this morning. Hi, everybody. There's a road I'd like to take. 877-213-4-LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. How can I help you this morning? Let's go back to the phone lines now and talk with John, who's in Mount Prospect. Hey, John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Yeah, hi, Lou. Long-time listener. Pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I got a question for you. Great. We had our driveway replaced about 3 years ago. We did it. My neighbor did it. We did it at a tandem. And this is the year that we had, or afterwards, we had it done in July, and then we had the year of the polar vortex that came in, and we had pitting on the driveway that occurred. You know, called the contractor, did some research with the contractor, reputable, you know, looked at some of his work in Mount Prospect and Arlington Heights and so forth. He came and patched, but you mentioned that there's a patch that I'd like to, some of the pits actually came up, I'd like to patch over them. There's a product that you mentioned about a month and a half ago, and I wrote it down someplace, and I lost that piece of paper that I wrote it down.
I do the same thing. You know what I'm getting in the habit of doing now is I'm using the notes thing on my cell phone. Because, you know, we all have these cell phones stuck in our pockets all the time. And I used to be when I was a contractor, I used to have Post-it notes in my truck. And the dashboard of my truck was littered with Post-it notes with all these different notes. I was like Uncle Billy with the twine around my fingers to try and remember stuff. Anyway, it's called Aquafault.
Aquafault. Okay.
Aquafault.
Okay.
And you
does it
can
come in different shades?
No. It comes in, it's like a Model T. It comes in any color you want as long as it's black.
Okay.
Now, here's what you're going to do in this patching area for this, John. You have to cut out and get an edge for this to work. So what?
Okay.
Tell me what it is you're patching.
Well, so what it is it's a cement driveway, you know. So so basically what happened is there were like little pits that occurred, you know, like
wait. Hold on a second. I thought you I misunderstood you. I thought you meant asphalt. You're patching concrete.
No, cement.
Cement.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
didn't hear it right. I apologize. Aquafault is an amazing patch for asphalt. This is the product you're talking about is called Tintcrete. And that does come in two shades. It comes in a new concrete shade that's a little bit brighter, more on the gray tone. And then they have an older kind of, it has a little brown tinge to it because concrete kind of gets a little, you know, from the dirt, it's not as bright. And so they have, I think they call it old concrete, new concrete. And it comes in different size containers. I think the smallest container might be 3 pounds. And you mix it with water and then with a steel trowel, you go over the top of this thing to blend it all in. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but it's going to look a lot better.
Right, sure. And basically, my neighbor experienced the same thing. The contractor came out, and he did patch and, you know, apologized, and he said he hasn't seen, because of the winter that we had, I thought originally that maybe it was in the mix, you know, his preparation and all that, though.
Right.
But he claimed not, though. So, but tincrete, super. This time I'm going to put it on my phone so that I do remember it.
Don't forget, because I'm going to...
Is it available in your...
It's available at Ace.
Is it available?
Yes.
It is available.
So you can find it there, and many Ace hardware stores carry it as well. Tincrete. Don't forget. I don't want you calling me back saying you don't remember. You can call back. 877-2134-LOU. It's 7:56 in the morning. We need to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
This lady loves Lou.
And I've been listening to you forever. I love you, love you.
This guy, he loves Lou too.
I don't think I've missed a show except for when I was out of town.
Yep, another lover.
Good morning. I love your show. I look forward to it every Saturday.
But hey, that's not what this rejoin is about. We're not trying to oversell Lou. I'm just doing like a public service announcement.
You got a lot of love today. This is really good for my ego.
So now you decide for yourself. Back to your host, Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
What's love got to do? What's love but a second-hand emotion?
Welcome back. 8:10 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Arnold Electric Services and by Ace Hardware. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. Let's go back to the phone lines here.
Now back to
and,
Lou.
I'm already back. Let's go back to the phone lines here and talk to John, who's in Oak Brook. Hey, John, you're on WGN.
Good morning, Mr. Manfredini.
Morning. How may I help you?
Lou, I'm having an issue finding someone that will replace my attic fan.
And because I have
who's that in the background telling you what to do?
Yeah, well, she's always telling me what to do. It's my wife, Nicoletta.
All right, and you're happy because of it. Okay, your attic fan, we need a roofing contractor to come out and do that.
Okay, here's the issue, Lou. I'm sorry for cutting you off. It's a tie roof. I crawled three different roofers, and they're not interested since they don't walk on tie roof.
Have you tried? I've got two really good roofing sponsors, Lindholm Roofing and Rogers Roofing. Have you talked to either one of those folks?
I talked to Lindman a few years ago for a different issue, and they were a little bit uncooperative. They wanted a lot of money just to come out.
Well, I mean,
I've never spoke to Rogers.
Okay, here's the thing. I mean, just like I had that call earlier this morning with the gentleman about
the cost. Yes,
the cost is that with those the biggest risk with a tile roof is it a slate roof or is it a Spanish style tile roof?
It's Spanish style.
Yeah. So the problem is we got to get up there and we have to, there's a risk that it breaks, right?
I understand.
So that they're probably going to have to, you're going to have to understand that too. Give Rogers a call, Rogers Roofing, and I think that their 800 number is 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, and talk to them about this. I know that, they're... Everybody's, they're working, but people are looking to, keep their crews busy. And this is one of those jobs where the setup and everything that goes into it is going to be a lot more than the actual work. I mean, of course, with a attic fan, you got to put that in and connect it, whatever. But with a Spanish style roof, the flashing and everything is a lot more involved to make sure that it's done right. Good luck. I appreciate the phone call. Let's talk to Amy, who's in St. Charles. Amy, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. How may I help you?
Well, I'm looking at buying a house, and the exterior is drive-it. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. if that's a bad idea.
Is it, do we know the history of the drive-it? Meaning, was it a redo? Was the house originally drive-it?
It was originally drive-it.
And how old is this home?
It was built in 94.
Okay, drive it as a material is not a bad exterior product, but where the real issues with drive it came is it was a lot like what happened to Corian when it first came out, is they just let anybody put it up and nobody did the proper flashing, and the like any project, what's underneath it is more critical in many cases than what's on the outside. And so there is a little bit of yearly maintenance that goes on with a home made of drive-it, because all the protrusions through the material, meaning doors, windows, anything goes through there, you've got to inspect that on a yearly basis to make sure everything's tight and caulked and put together. I mean, honestly, if you're asking my opinion, if I had two houses that I loved and one was drive-it and one was brick or sided, whatever, I probably would gravitate away from it. Do you love this house?
I like it a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, I mean, the thing is that, well, there's nothing wrong with the product, okay? It's just that I have no way of knowing. And the problem is the mid-90s was when we were having all these problems. Like, okay, had you said to me, oh, the house was built in 2002, I would be like, great. There's all kinds of different, there was new developments in what went under the drive-it and how it went in and the flashing, and even the building codes were in much better shape. I mean, the early 90s was not a great time for drive-it.
Okay.
I just don't know who put it in.
Right. Do you know anyone around in the area that's good for, you have it inspected or?
Where are you buying this house, or where do you think we buy it?
St. Charles.
Okay. So there's a company that's been around for a very long time called Chicago Stucco, and they work all around the area, but they do drive it as well. And they have really, I don't know that they offer inspection services, but they would be someone I would talk to, and maybe they do. And, you know, they can come and poke a few holes in there and do some inspections, and there's got moisture meters and things like that, even an infrared sensor to see what's going on. And look, there's a chance, Amy, that it was installed by, like, this amazing drive-it guy who did everything right. And if that's the case, buy the house. But unless you can verify that everything is good, and by the next level of the inspection. And the other thing, too, is there was a time when mortgage companies and homeowners insurance companies would charge a premium for this type of material. I don't know if that's still the case, but I would. Are you living in a house right now?
Yes.
Do you have an insurance agent?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Call them and just say, hey, I'm thinking about this house. Is there anything about drive-it I need to know? Believe me, the insurance companies, they'll have a list of things that they like and don't like, and it's worth it's worth a phone call.
Okay, great.
All right, good luck.
Thank you so much.
You got it. Oh, I hate that. She sounds like she loves the house. And then I just poo-pooed the whole thing. Are you still listening, or you're answering the phone calls?
I was answering the phones, but poo-poo, I heard that.
I said, she sounds like she loves the house, and then I just kind of poo-pooed the whole idea, and I remember when my wife and I were looking at our first house. I think I've told the story before. It was in it was on Polina, just north of Irving Park, and it was a two-flat, beautiful home, and it was needed all this renovation, and my wife loved this house. We had two nickels to plug together, and all of a sudden, like a bidding war happened. Right, this is in the early 90s, and I was like, we have no money to do a bidding war, and so we had to walk away, and she cried, and we'll never find another house like that. That was the perfect house. And I'm just, you know, and me, I was a builder, so I'm like, it's just a house, we can make lots of houses. You know, I didn't have the money to back it up to do that, but it was hard. Oh,
you kind of did that for Brandy last week, my friend. Remember I asked you about the house you put a bid on? It was the firehouse. Like, shit, it had smoke damage.
Right. No, it wasn't just smoke damage. Right, it was a major five-alarm fire. I'm telling you.
I mean, truthfully,
you will
stinks,
never get the smoke smell out of there. You will, in your mind, a house like that. I've been in those, totally renovated. They tear it all down, whatever. And you'll get in that house. If I walked in that house with you or my wife, the first thing you would say is, oh, is there a fire here? You'd smell it. I don't care how much Febreze they blow in that house.
Right. No, I would. I'd rather know ahead of time for sure.
Yeah. So hey, well, since you're here right now, how about this? It's time now to hear from Lindsay, you, about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
Thanks, Lou. Remember this name, Sono, as in so no. You're not going to believe how fabulous this engineered flooring is. Built with a ceramic composite core, it withstands high traffic areas like kitchens, both residential and commercial. It's stain and fade resistant with dust-free installation, no power tools required. Flooring locks into place for easy installation with better acoustics than any other flooring. Plus, it's 100% free of toxic chemicals. Sono really is better to the core. Just another reason to see what's new at Builder Supply Outlet. He's smooth.
Well, you know, I'm shy. I don't like to talk.
He's got a way with his words.
When you open it back up again, that hot, moist air may bring it back again.
Ugh, not that one. He's Lou Manfredini.
It's like those favorite pair of jeans that you put on and they feel right until after you eat too much and you're like, these are not my favorite jeans anymore.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
But I'm saying it better.
Now back to House Smarts Radio.
Fly me to the moon.
Hey,
let me play.
I know 2020 has been a tough year on all of us, but it also marks my 25th anniversary here at WGN Radio. I started back in 1995 as a guest on the Bob Collins Show, and in honor of my anniversary, I wanted to do something to give back to our audience, and so we're giving you a chance to win some of my favorite things. My favorite things are a lot of the products and services you've heard me talk about on this show. Every week, we'll feature a different item you can win. Starting this Monday, get this out. We'll be giving away a $3,000 certificate for a roof or gutter service from Lindholm Roofing. Be sure to visit WGNradio.com/contests every week to see what favorite thing we're featuring and to fill out an entry to win. For now, you can see the list of what's upcoming on my page at WGNradio.com. Good luck and check out WGNradio.com/contests starting Monday to win a gift certificate from Lindholm Roofing. That's amazing. Amazing. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Terry, who's in Arlington Heights. Hi, Terry. You're on WGN.
Lou, hi. I can't believe I'm talking to you.
You are. How may I help you?
I have a question about luxury vinyl tile.
Okay.
You always tout that Cali vinyl, and so I called them and ordered samples, and it's lovely. But you know what? They don't even know about you.
I know. You know what? I'm a lover, not a fighter. I know they don't. They do. The salespeople or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's a good product.
Well,
I have no connection to the company. Other than
I got that when I talked to them.
They're like, hey, who's Lou Manfredini? Like your number one promoter in Chicago.
That's what I told them. I said, you guys got to know about this guy. Anyway, so I've got my sample. I love it. My contractor recommended something else. And I want to know what I'm supposed to be thinking about. Like, why is this better than what my contractor recommended?
Well, I mean, so here's the thing. They're just one manufacturer. And there is, I think that the... Do you know the brand that your contractor is recommending?
Nucor.
Okay. Core, I believe Core Tech, if I'm remembering this right, is like the innovator that created luxury vinyl. And this Nucor may be an offshoot of that. There are a lot of really good products, okay? So what we're looking for is the 100% waterproof, which most of them are. The length of time that they're going to give you on a warranty, okay? And keep in mind, that's a material warranty typically, not just a installation. So if all of a sudden, there's a problem, you still have to have an installer come and fix it all, but you'll get the material, probably covered under the warranty. And the one thing is that So here's the thing. When it comes to hiring a contractor and using materials that they're comfortable with versus materials you are. So let's say you say, no, you know what? I heard Lou talk about this Cali bamboo, even though they don't even know who the heck he is. I'm going to order this and you're going to put it on. And he's going to say, sure, okay, lady, here, I'm going to charge you X amount of square foot, but I'm not going to cover the material. So let's say something goes wrong. Right. Let's say something goes wrong with his installation, you know, or now it's finger pointing time. Well, that's not my problem. It's that Cali bamboo. I told you not to buy that. If you went with the new core,
Yeah, I get it.
If you're hiring somebody to do this work and they're comfortable with the product and that product checks out against what you're looking, meaning that the style looks good and the warranty is similar and it's got all the attributes, you know, now with what they're doing with this stuff is, you know, there's a like a soft core on the bottom to make the floor even quieter than it was. The one thing that I really like about luxury vinyl versus versus a laminate floor is that it because it's a heavier weight material, it ends up settling better on the floor, and you don't get that kind of slapping sound that you can get on laminate floors because the product is so rigid.
And that's part of my question. There's two varieties. There's one that's in this new core. And it's similar to the Cali bamboo sample I have. It's way more rigid. And then there's one that's a little flexier. Do I care about that? This is a really old house, and it's not going to be on concrete in the basement.
I would do the little more flexible one. Because your concrete in the basement, while it's flat, it's not perfect. And so there's little pockets here and there. And so if it settles a little bit, see, when it's too rigid, you know, let's say that in that concrete, there's a little depression somewhere that maybe you don't see, but if I put a piece of rigid flooring over the top of that, when I walk in that one spot, you'll hear it slap. And I don't want to hear that. I would do the softer.
Exactly.
One. I would do the softer.
And okay, so that takes care of the problem. So I don't want my contractor to skim coat that concrete and make it all flat.
Well, no. I mean, if it's noticeable, absolutely. I mean,
no, it's good enough. We've lived there for 30 years. I'm with it. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, then this floor is going to look a lot nicer than what you have there right now, I'm sure, and you'll be super happy with that. Thanks so much for the phone call, and good luck with that project. Hey, coming up after we take a break, you hear me talk about Bathfitter and how they can kind of transform your bathroom. We're going to talk to somebody from Bathfitter about the process, what it takes, some of their different products out there, maybe even turning your tub into a shower, making your life a lot easier. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll talk with those folks when we come back. Don't go away.
Chicago news, current, local, agenda-free. WGN Radio News at the top and bottom of the hour on 720 WGN.
Not sure what to do with your bathtub that doesn't get used anymore? Well, the experts at Bathfitter can convert your tub to a beautiful new shower in a timely manner, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Bathfitter has a huge selection of colors, patterns, and accessories to choose from when designing your new shower, ensuring you'll find something that suits your personal style. Converting your bathtub to a shower not only offers you more space, but it's safer to use, and Bathfitter's high-quality materials are produced right here in North America. Bathfitter puts people and safety first. Their team of experts will follow a strict safety protocol to ensure your safety throughout every step of the installation process. Find out why households across the country have entrusted Bathfitter with their tub-to-shower conversions. Visit bathfitter.com/Lou to book your free consultation. And right now, Bathfitter is offering $450 off a complete Bathfitter system. Kickstart your bath remodel today by visiting bathfitter.com/Lou.
This is Rich Dykstra Jr. with Dykstra Home Services. Now that summer is almost over, we have to clear out our warehouse of air conditioners to make room for furnaces. So we're having a warehouse clearance sale on all of our Carrier air conditioners we have in stock. Call today for the best deal of the year on a new high-efficiency Carrier air conditioner. We also have 5 years, no-interest financing available. Call for a free estimate, 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeservices.com. That's 800-421-3220, or visit DykstraHomeservices.com.
It's time to fix your garage with summer specials at FixMyGarage.com. The Fix My Garage Door Tune-Up includes rebalancing the door, inspecting all moving parts, lubing the tracks, and new rollers for only $99. New, non-insulated two-car garage door with tracks, springs, and rollers starting at $9.95. Install. New garage door opener starting at $2.99. Install. All work guaranteed by their in-house service department. Go to FixMyGarage.com or call 847-998-5555. Your garage, their commitment. To fix it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's me, Lou Manfredini. You know, the guy that hosts the show on the radio here. I get asked all the time why I recommend the windows from Gilkey. Here are the facts. Gilkey has been independently verified to be among the country's most energy-efficient windows. Gilkey custom manufactures them and professionally installs your new windows. There are never any middleman markups, so you get to reap all the savings. And the Gilkey warranty, well, it's second to none. Right now, take advantage of their buy one, get one 50% off offer and take $700 off patio and entry doors or no money down and no interest for 12 months. You can visit one of their two showrooms in Chicago Ridge, open Monday through Saturday. And in Palatine, they're open 7 days a week, even Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To learn more or to set up a free no obligation in-home visit and estimate, give Gilkey a call at 888-3 Gilkey, that's 888-3-GILKEY, or online at gilkey.com. Choose vinyl or choose fiberglass. Just be sure to choose Gilkey.
Over the years, much like a fine wine, people age and they gain their knowledge and expertise about their home as they live in it over time.
I have a pocket door that is off the track and I can't open or close it. Thank God it's open so I can get into the bathroom.
Others, like me, need people like Lou.
I got a flat roof that I want to extend the life of it.
Now back to your host, Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live about any questions you have about your home.
We got a cast iron sink and it has more scratches on it than I have wrinkles on my face.
Right here on House Smarts Radio. And in my heart,
you'll always stay. Welcome back. We're having a little hard time getting a hold of our guests, so we will go back to your phone calls at 877-213-4LOU. Gary is in Calumet City. Hey, Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning. Hello, Gary. I hear you, Gary. I hear you, Gary. Gary?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, We tuck pointed our chimney about 3 years ago.
Gary. Hold on a second. Relax. Good morning. How are you? We're not in a rush.
Okay.
How can I help you?
We tuck pointed our chimney about 3 years ago.
Okay.
And ever since we tuck pointed it, there has been a white film that goes from the chimney all the way down to both sides of the chimney onto the brick on a house. What's the solution?
Did they do it? What time of year did they do it?
Goodness, I don't remember. What time of year was that done?
In the fall, in the winter?
Summer.
So it's efflorescence. The reason I asked about what time is many times when tuck pointers go in there, they'll add a little calcium chloride to the mix to keep it from freezing. But if it was done in the summer, I doubt they did that. But you're still getting efflorescence. When they tuck pointed it, did they change any of the brick out or did they use the...
No.
They didn't.
No.
Okay.
Just tuck pointed the chimney.
Okay. And
top to bottom.
And this chimney, what does it service? In other words, what feeds into that chimney?
The furnace.
And around the time that you did this tuck pointing, did you replace the furnace?
No.
So how the furnace that's in there now, it vents through the chimney. Do you have a chimney liner, and what's the age of that furnace?
60 years old.
6 years old.
No
chimney liner. Okay. So my guess is what's happening is without a chimney liner, your 6-year-old furnace, when it gets really cold, is not...
No, 60.
60? The furnace is 60 years old?
Yes.
Wow, you got your money's worth out of that one. All right, well, then... But you've had work done. I mean, my guess is this. The exhaust from the chimney is rolling inside that tuck-pointed chimney now that it's nice and tight. And that moisture gets to the top, especially on cold days, and it rolls. And this is why you're getting that efflorescence. And so if you clean that up, you can have it, you know, like a tuck pointer will come with muriatic acid and neutralize it and clean it all up. But that furnace is going to continue to be the problem in the wintertime, causing this to come through and bleed. So your options are either to install a chimney liner, or if you're going to replace the furnace, if the only thing that that chimney services is the furnace, maybe the water heater too, you may want to consider...
Does it go into the water heater? The furnace? Does it go into the chimney? Yeah, it also goes into the chimney.
So the water heater too could be where you're getting this moisture buildup. Maybe not from your 60-year-old furnace, which is probably kicking out a lot of heat. And so that's working fine, but it's due to the lack of a liner. And, if you decide to, replace the furnace, you may want to think about a direct vent furnace, because that might be the better way to go. That way it'll go out the side and, you won't have to worry about that chimney doing anything. You may just, you know, have it capped off and not do anything if it doesn't service anything, and then you vent everything out of the side. But it'll be a continued problem if you don't get this fixed, and then the money you just spent to tuck point, you'll have to do it again. Good luck with that project. He wanted nothing to do with being friendly, Lindsay. He wanted his question answered. Yeah, whatever. I just want to say good morning. My chimney. Come on, people. We're here. Come on. We can be nice to each other.
Okay. Enough small talk.
Yeah, here's my problem. It took me forever to get through. Stop talking to me. All right, fine. I'll tell you what. How about I talk to Bob, who's in Northbrook? Hey, Bob, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
Thank you, Bob. How may I help you?
Great to talk to you. Many tips over the years.
Oh, thank you.
I had a new roof installed, and I got open valleys with it, W metal.
You put in metal valleys instead of having the shingled. Okay,
correct. And I have a high rake, and when they put in the metal valley on the eave side, it was flush. But on the rake side, there's like some have a 2-inch, 2.5-inch gap where it kind of didn't line up with the rake.
Wait. We're talking about the valley flashing?
Correct.
Okay.
It's a metal W valley flashing.
Right. So you got a little, it comes down and you've got a little peak of a, like a triangle in the center, and then the metal goes up underneath the shingles.
Correct.
And what is the issue?
The eave side, it lays flush.
Stop right there.
Okay.
What lays flush?
The metal. The valley metal.
So the metal on the sheathing of the roof, it's nice and flat, and then the shingles are over the top, and it's a nice straight line. Okay.
Correct. But on the rake side, there's a 2-inch gap.
A 2-inch?
Where it's not flush against the roof.
2-inch gap, meaning that, like, if you pushed on it, it would go back flat against the roof?
Well, it's the metal is 24 gauge, so you really can't push on it.
Right.
You know, so, but I can stick, like, a rubber glove in there or, you know, 4 of my fingers in there.
But wait. Okay. How, if it's a valley, I've got shingles on both sides of this valley flashing, correct?
Correct.
Where are you putting your fingers under?
Under the metal, because it's not laying against the rake flush.
You're taking your fingers and going under the shingles and then reaching around?
No, like, under the metal.
Under the metal.
I'm sticking my fingers under the metal on top of the shingles, sort of.
Well, under the shingles, right? Because the shingles are...
Right, the shingles are laying on the metal.
And you're putting your fingers under the shingles and then
correct.
Wrapping under the metal like you're grabbing a handlebar on a bicycle.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
And this is just one section?
Well, there's 8 valleys on the house.
Okay. And when was this work done?
The ones where the roof rake isn't very high, all those are perfect. Where I have, like, the cathedral ceiling where the rake is high.
Yeah.
Those valleys all have gaps in them. And they're trying to tell me that it's the way the roof is made that there's inconsistency with the angle of the rake.
With the sheathing. Wait. Now, when did you have this work done?
Just last month.
Okay. And so visually, inconsistencies. Okay, so, but it's a straight. Okay, now where this, let me ask you this. So typically that valley flashing, you know, only comes in certain lengths, and so there's an overlap typically.
Correct.
So if you've got a long run on this valley, how many pieces of flashing are there in that long run?
Two.
And where this gap is it near where the two pieces come together?
No, it's at the bottom. It's on the bottom of the edge of the roof by the eave.
Okay, so where this gap is right at the base.
Correct.
Going into the gutter.
Correct.
Okay.
Down by the gutter. Yeah, one side is flush. The other side has a gap of 2 inches.
I see. Okay, so that's okay. That doesn't really bother me. I mean, it could be some inconsistency in the thing. Now, one thing that I would tell you is, so if you're leaning a ladder up there, obviously you're up there poking around, like, could a bird make a nest in there?
Well, I don't know if the bird could, but, I mean, insects and animals,
right, okay.
And, you know, little animals
right.
might be able to get in there.
So I would talk to them about putting some hardware cloth right there just to keep, so that, but I mean, right at that, if what you weren't, what I wasn't understanding in your explanation, I thought you were like up in the middle of the rake, the way it sounded
right at the
end by the downspout. There's always inconsistency in a roof there. It could be maybe in that where it meets, it's not 90 degrees and it's pitched a little bit. And there could be where the truss, you know, if it was a truss roof or even conventional framing, the second rafter is up a little bit. And so the plywood's got a little bit of a bend to it. And to your point, because the flashing is so stiff, it's so rigid that it rides up on there and then it goes 6 inches and you got a little bit of a gap. But we want
to fill. They're recommending to take the siding off the house and put in some 1x3s, I guess, to fill that gap in and then replace the siding.
Well, but this is just at the bottom of the valley flashing, correct?
Correct.
Let's just fill it with, this was what I would do. I'd take some hardware cloth, which is, you know, is a rigid hardware cloth.
It's like metal, like chicken wire, right?
Right, but I would cut it with, I would do two things. I'd take some fiberglass screening, and I'd wad it up, and I'd shove it in there first, and then I put the hardware cloth over the top of it. So the hardware cloth is going to keep anything that wants to get in there like a rodent, but then the screening that's jammed in there is going to keep any bugs from coming in, like hornets. The last thing you want to be doing is spraying that thing every year with hornet spray. But I wouldn't. You're fine. I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lou. I really appreciate it.
You got it. You have a good day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. I'm sorry. I told you we were going to talk with our friends over at Bathfitter, but we are having a hard time connecting with him. We'll reschedule that for a later date. So give us a call. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. It's 8:45 in the morning. We'll be back right after this.
You know what is a really amazing thing is modern plumbing.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
I'm sitting on the couch, and Max had some friends over, and we have a powder room on the first floor, and this young man like, oh, Mr. Manfredini, where's your bathroom? Oh, it's right through the door there.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini.
Young man goes in there, and so then I start thinking about modern plumbing.
He's always thinking.
And I'm thinking to myself, we really take modern plumbing for granted.
Outside the Lou.
This kid probably really regretted asking.
No. I
do you have any idea how lucky you are?
Yeah.
And you, too, are the lucky ones, because he's taking your calls right here, right
modern
now.
Modern plumbing is something to marvel at.
Now back to Lou.
You walk into a bathroom right now, and it doesn't smell.
I do.
Right.
I do.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
You know, Don Kleppen and Joe Brand are the funniest part of that rejoin.
That might be one of my favorites.
Thank you.
So good.
Joe goes into it. You know, you kids know how lucky you are. He's like, does his 1950s, you know, Ward Cleaver voice.
Like I said, the kid was probably like
I'll just go home.
I just got to go pee.
I'll just go home.
I don't need to know about the flapper valve. I don't need to know any of that stuff. I just want to know, is there soap in there? I need to wash my hands. That's it.
Has he heard that rejoin, that kid?
I don't know. Probably. No, they're kids. They don't listen. We're number one with, we're six plus. The six-year-olds, they love us.
Hey, kid, do you know how lucky you are to be part of that rejoin about the interior plumbing?
Right, exactly.
His parents would be proud. You should send it to him.
I should. You're right. I absolutely should. I know the kid. He's one of Max's friends. Yeah, modern plumbing. It's great. 877-2134, Lou. 877-213-4568 is our number. This is Sue in Alsip. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Good morning. I've listened to you since you used to call into Roy Leonard.
Oh, thank you so much. The late, great Roy Leonard. How may I help you?
My daughter and husband just had a brand new house, and there's was an oil leak, and the oil from their car, or the hole was disconnected.
Oh, no.
So they got oil all over their driveway. Is there any magic formula?
Is it, how fresh is this oil?
About 2 weeks.
Okay. There's a cleaner that I want you to have them buy called Challenger. And it is a really good degreaser and deoiler. I want you to have them use it full strength with a deck brush, like, or if they want to do a pressure wash, they can do that well. But this is going to break apart the oil really well. Full strength, scrub it, let it sit for a while, scrub it again. But they gotta giddy up. The longer we wait, the harder it is going to be to get this out.
Okay, he's been scrubbing since it happened,
Right. Well, we need to degrease it really well, and this should do the trick. So Challenger is the cleaner, and many
makes it, you know?
It's a chemical company that, it's Challenger is the brand name, but if you go to most hardware stores, we'll carry it.
Ace will carry it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I thank you so much. Nice listening to you.
Thanks, Sue. Thank you for calling. I really do appreciate it. This is Eugene, who's in Mokena. Eugene, good morning. You're on WGN. Here he comes. He's listening. It's like what the thing is, what's nice about when they listen, keep the radio up, I can make sure that the answer I gave was good, because a lot of times you just forget what you said. You know what I mean? Now I can be like, yeah, that is pretty good advice. And, you know, she scrub it, keep it clean, and then she listens a long time, and Eugene's listening. And then now, look at the delay. We're still talking about that, and here we're waiting for Eugene to pick up the phone, who's walking around, probably having some coffee right now, and we'll see. And we'll give Eugene 3, 2, 1, Eugene. No, I don't. There it is, Eugene.
Hey, good morning, Lou.
You know what's nice? I get to listen to the show again.
Yeah, it'd be nice to play it on the telephone.
I
but I didn't want to miss what you're saying on the,
you're
on
very,
the radio.
You're very kind. How may I help you, sir?
Well, I've got a aluminum-clad wooden windows, and I've got a seal failure between the glass and the aluminum cladding on one of the windows, and I suspect the others as well. Trying to see what I need to repair that seam. I used to glaze old wood windows, but with these, it seems like there's a gasket in there or something.
So there's a couple
number
of
two trying to repair the rotted wood.
Okay.
You know,
are you going to try?
It fell off.
Are you going to do the rotted wood part?
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to do both of those.
Okay. Well, the seal broken. There's a couple different companies out there. I have no connection to any of these companies, but there's a couple of companies out there that can come in and they will drill a hole in the side of the window and they will suck out and reseal the window. And
it's not the window.
You said the seal. Oh, the seal where the
between. Yeah, but where the aluminum meets the glass. It's on the aluminum cladding over the wood.
Okay, so it isn't
it's
that you didn't
the cladding.
You didn't break a seal in the glass. The glass isn't fogging up.
No.
Okay.
Correct.
But the
correct.
Aluminum over the wood, that's gone? Or that needs to be replaced?
It fell off. Yeah, it fell off, and I suspect other windows may be having the same problem.
Got
with
it.
That little.
And is it just a white aluminum?
Yeah, it's a tinted.
Okay.
Tinted, the beige.
So, I mean, you can buy that aluminum stock that will be relatively close to the color that you have. And the thing with a window is, you know, you in order to do this correctly, they use a thing called an aluminum brake, which is a tool used when you see siding companies when they wrap windows and whatnot. They'll be able to use this. You can rent one of those, and they make them in different sizes. So you could rent a small brake, and then you'll buy some rolled aluminum coil in the color that best matches your windows. And you're going to measure, cut, tin snips, bend, click, and then you'll use little aluminum nails to put it back into place that are colored, and you'll go up against the wood framing and probably do a little bit of caulking as well. And then you'll replace the wood and clad that as well. You know, bending aluminum and is a lot like sewing. So you've got to cut it in shape, and you'll make some mistakes. And, you know, it's something that if you're willing to give it a shot and you get the right kind of tin snips and the right little metal brake that you can rent, you can do this all yourself and probably have pretty good results, especially if you take your time, which these days we seem to have a lot more time to get projects done around the house. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 8:57 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. You know, this week I had Executive Green come out to a rental property that we own, and the folks did an amazing job. They always do. The carpeting literally looks brand new. Executive Green Carpet Cleaning is offering an August 1st special for WGN listeners. You schedule your carpet cleaning today, and you'll get three rooms cleaned for just $114. That's right. Call today and get on their schedule to receive three rooms of the best carpet cleaning in town for only $114. That is a great deal. 630-990-8600. That's 630-990-8600, or schedule at executivegreencarpetcleaning.com. Then look for the big trucks with the green hoses. I took a picture of the big green hose. It's a giant hose. It's like you can walk through the hose. It's giant. Not that big.
I saw it.
By the way, you know John Williams? You've heard about him. He's on during the week, and then he does some like Sunday night show, you know, because he just works all the time. He does this thing called speed jokes, which I think are really funny. These fast little funny jokes, like, you know, whatever, you know, like what does the snail say when he's on the back of a turtle?
What?
Whee! Okay, so like that's what he does. So, but I have a joke coming up later on, like it, but a listener wrote a joke for me and he sent it to me.
Right.
Right? And I go, oh, you think you're a smart guy? We're going to talk to that guy coming up a little bit later on. And we're going to tell the joke that he wrote for me on this very radio station. It's 9:01 in the morning, time now for WGN Radio News.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini. Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
Welcome back, 9:11 in the morning. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Dykstra Home Services.
Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
You know, signed, sealed, delivered is kind of like a song of love, right? Here I am, baby. I'm right here. I'm signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Joe Brand's got some friends who are signing and sealing and delivering today. Is that right, Joe?
That's correct. One of my best good friends, Michael Van Boldrick. He and I were college.
Michael Bolton.
He wishes.
Michael Bolton.
By the way, I no offense.
What is the Michael Bolton song? What was?
When a Man Loves a Woman.
When a man. Okay. Well, that's another song they could sing.
Will that be the next open? Will you be singing that too?
Sure. Okay. Wait, what's his name? What's his real name?
His name's Michael Van Boldrick, and he's getting married to one of my good high school friends, Jacqueline Lang. Like you mentioned earlier, Lou, we've all been experiencing a really tough 2020.
Not on.
And you know, these two have had some hurdles to climb as well, but we're really looking forward to a really special day. They've got a great family and friend group, because, of course, I'm part of the friend group. Nice. But yeah, hopefully we can give them the day that they deserve. Socially distant wedding today, but we're all looking forward to it. And yeah, the Van Boldricks will be wed today.
Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Is this the bachelor party you had a couple weeks ago?
It was, yes. The socially distant bachelor party.
Are you going to wear your trucker hat from...
No,
I've been talking about that trucker hat all week. I said, I go, you really need to back off a little bit. She was like going, I was like, she was like purring like a kitten. It was really not.
Stop it.
Well, no, what was weird is made David wear a trucker hat. Yes, it was the socially distant bachelor party from a few weeks ago. No, I will not be sporting a mustache and mutton chops and a trucker hat. I got to get cleaned up at least a little bit tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know what? You're right. I mean, it's not optimal. There's a lot of people that are going through getting married or, you know, different, you know, whatever event we have in our lives, and we got to make the most of it. And hopefully, you know, the wedding goes off without a hitch, and it's all about the two of them being together. And look, well, we can celebrate down the line when things get better too with larger groups of people. So I wish them both well.
Thank you. Yeah, and I think that goes for anyone getting married these days. Just remember it's still your day. I know it might not be what you expected, but it's still going to be your day. It's definitely going to make it memorable, and it's about you two, and that's it.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Congratulations to both of them. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's talk with Carrie, who is in Mount Prosper. No, I'm sorry. Carrie is in Plainfield. Hi, Carrie. You're on WGN.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
I have these mulberry tree seedlings that pop up along the fence line.
Mm-hmm.
I cut them back, and then they just keep coming back. So I just want to know how to get rid of them.
And along the fence line, what else? Do we have grass there?
No, it's, well, actually, some of it is planting, so like some other bushes and stuff. But otherwise, it's just dirt. So I didn't know if I could put a chemical there.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things is if you went with like a total kill product, like, Bonide makes a product called Burnout, and you can buy it in a gallon jug, and the gallon jug has a lot of these weed killers now. What they do is they come in a gallon jug and they have a little battery operated spray wand, which is super, super convenient to use, but then you can adjust the tip a little bit and then you want to be very deliberate about where you spray this. So where you have these seedlings, you want to just get it and kind of pull the trigger and hold it there for, you know, 3-4 seconds to get a good soaking and then move around so that you don't get any on the bushes or really close to the bushes because it could have a bad effect on that as well. That Burnout product is a very good product, and just make sure you wear some closed-toed shoes and some gloves and... You know, not a super windy day to do it, but it should work out pretty well. And
Cut it back or, you know, cut it down first and then just spray that little bit of trunk that's left?
Well, what I would do is don't cut it. Spray it now where you see it.
Okay.
And let it get absorbed into the, you know, it'll absorb it through the leaves and go down to the root. And then in a couple days, wearing some gloves, go ahead and cut it back. And then if you want to spray it again, this is not a... Because it's going to constantly be dropping these things, you know what I mean?
Right.
So you're going to have to stay after this a couple times a season, probably. But this product works really well.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
You got it. Be well. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:17 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. 9:21 in the morning. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio. Our phone number is 877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568 is our number, and this is not Carrie in Plainfield. Who is this on line three? This is line
three.
Well,
we got an email.
Oh, is this Fred?
Yes. Hello, Lou.
Hi, Fred. Good morning. Hey, Fred. Before we do our little dog and pony show, because you really did make me laugh. I'm gonna send you a House Smarts Radio hat sponsored by Cobblestone Remodeling. Whether you're investing, whether you're gonna invest in your kitchen or bathroom, their expert design build staff can help you create your dream home. Visit CobblestoneRemodeling.com or call 773-661-0606. He sent me a an email at HowSmartsTV.com. You know, John Williams does those speed jokes, right? Like, what does a snail say when he's riding on the back of a turtle? Whee! Come on, that's a funny joke, right?
That is
right.
That's good.
Right? Or a bear walks into a bar and says, "I'll take a gin."
I don't
and tonic.
Oh.
And yeah. The bartender says, "Why the big paws?" Right? That's funny. But then our buddy Joe sends me, he wrote a joke. Joe, are you going to help me with this, Fred?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, I figured why should John get all the good
exactly.
jokes? Exactly. I felt the need exactly. to write you a good joke.
All right, I'll take it.
Okay, so Lou, why do plumbers dislike installing on-demand water heaters?
I don't know, Fred. Why do plumbers dislike installing on-demand water heaters?
Because, Lou, it's a tankless job.
Fred, don't ever call this radio station again. We're putting you on a blocked call, and you made me laugh out loud when I read that. And let me tell you, I think that what John does during the week, I know it's a ton of work, but boy, it's good to take our minds off of stuff, and even silly little things like that put a smile on people's faces.
Absolutely.
Be well, my friend. Thank you so much.
You too.
Take care.
Thanks,
appreciate you calling. That's so funny. Because it's a tankless job, Lindsay. It's a tankless job.
I get it.
877-213-4LOU. 877-213-4568. This is, I have no idea what this person's name is. Who would this be?
Jeff in Mount Prospect.
Jeff in Mount Prospect. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm well. How may I help you?
I got a question. At one time, you had mentioned let the furnace blower work for itself. At this time of the year with the heat that we have, I want to know, should I keep it on auto or keep it on continuous? And what time of day do I do that, evening or day?
So I this morning when I was doing my show in New York, I took this very same call. And so here's sort of, you know, this is a debatable piece of advice that depending on whom you speak to, some people will say, Lou's crazy, don't do that, or yeah, that's a great idea, whatever. This is just my opinion. When the temperatures are over 80, 85 degrees, and your air is working its fanny off, to be more comfortable in the home, my recommendation is you switch from auto to fan on. I don't care what time of day it is. The idea behind that is that the blower motor, which does not use a lot of energy, is constantly circulating the air through your home. And so it's constantly doing that. And because the temperature on your second floor or at the ceiling level is warmer, we want to try and move as much air as possible. I also recommend that you have ceiling fans or box fans, whatever it might be, to circulate that air as much as possible. And it really is a way to be more comfortable, and it ultimately will help you save a little bit money on your energy bills because the condensing unit outside will run less. But it really is only when the temperatures are below 80 degrees, just leave it on auto and you're fine. Now, I would still move a lot of air because that's an important thing to be more comfortable. And the more consistent you can keep the air in your home at the temperature that you want, the more comfortable you'll be.
Correct. How about winter, too?
So winter, it's conversely when it's super cold. So below 15 degrees, go ahead and put it to auto, and you'll find that the house is more, it's warmer as well. Okay, now we've prompted, thank you for the phone call, by the way. We've prompted a bunch of people calling in with a bunch of jokes here, and I'm putting you, you're in trouble if this does not work. This is Andy, who's in Downers Grove. Hi, Andy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Oh, hi, Lou. I hope I don't get banned from calling in your show.
Right. Well, it all depends on how the 30 seconds goes. Go ahead, Andy.
What did the electrician say to his daughter when she didn't come home on time?
I don't know, Andy. What did the electrician say to his daughter when she didn't come home on time?
Wire you insulate.
I thought that was great.
We're going to get, like, construction jokes all day now. John will do speed jokes, and I'll do construction jokes. Andy? What am I going to tell you?
Call me next week, Andy.
Have a nice day. I appreciate you calling this morning. 9:27 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break and be back right after this.
Hey, is your refrigerator running? Then you better go catch it. Now back to Lou on House Smarts Radio.
Everybody's doing the comedy on this show. I'm telling you, that under 10 crowd, I'm killing it. They don't own a home, but they are listening to House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
Hey, they've got a lot of questions.
They do. 312. No. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. This is Debbie in Tinley Park. Hi, Debbie. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Gosh, it's just a pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
But anyway, I have a traditional split-level house, and I do have partial brick but also wood panels. And I am curious, what do you know about... They need to be repainted or replaced. What do you feel or know about the Rhino Shield coating?
Okay, this is just my personal opinion about a bunch of these. There's a bunch of different companies that have these quote-unquote lifetime, never paint your house again type of thing. What I know about the paint industry and the coatings is... There's no forever coating out there, okay?
Okay.
And so, and the reason is, the coating itself may be, and I got to be honest with you, I've never looked at the warranty specifics about what, you know, what they say and what they cover. But the houses that we live in are they're moving constantly. Okay. You know, you hear from people all the time, I got this crack over here. I've patched the thing 1,000 times and, you know, it keeps coming back because the houses are expanding and contracting. The dirt is moving. And so everything kind of moves a little bit. You know, I mean, how many times, you know, you come in, you slam the door and the wall shakes. Okay.
Yes,
well, if I put some paint on the outside of the house that's quote unquote forever, or some caulking becomes loose around a window or a door and water gets underneath there and then it gets behind the forever paint. And then it bubbles, and you're like, hey, I paid a fortune for this. It's a fancy, expensive paint job that I don't know that it's worth the extra money. Looks really nice, but I don't want you going into it thinking that, oh my gosh, I'm going to paint my house and I'm going to be, you know, never going to...
Done forever.
There's, you know, the only time that we're done forever is when we're done forever.
Yes.
Right?
So what would you recommend, I mean... siding wise, what do I don't know?
Okay, so tell me what the exterior is again.
I have partial brick, but I also have like wood panels.
So they're like a press board panel that has like a wood batten around it.
Yes, and I mean my husband when he was here was alive. He would, you know, repaint them, but now they're becoming very worn.
Sure.
And I want to get something that's durable and. I don't really have to maintain that much.
Have you already gotten estimates to paint the house?
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
And what is it, a single-story home, two-story home?
It's a split-level, traditional split-level.
Okay, so I'm just going to ballpark some numbers out there, okay? So let's say you hire a decent painter to come out and paint, you know, and patch and maybe do a little, you know, woodwork, whatever. A lot of times they'll do a little bit of that. It would be well within the realm to say that you'd spend $8,000 or maybe $9,000 painting that house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's probably a pretty good spitball number for that. Now, if you hire a siding company to come out and re-side it, they'll take that. And if it were me, I would spend the extra money to take all that old stuff off, right?
Right.
And then wrap it in some Tyvek and then put maybe a really good vinyl siding on there if you don't want to spend a fortune and have something that looks nice and has little or no maintenance. Really, you're just going to spray it down. I would maybe consider something like that. You may spend $15,000 to side the house. Okay?
Right.
So another, you know, call it another $5,000, but you're done. You paint that house, even a good paint job, 8 years from now, you're probably painting it again.
Absolutely. And then one of the sides of the, two of the sides are weather worn, where the one side looks good. So, but it, do you think that vinyl is the best?
Okay. They don't, aluminum siding really isn't done anymore because the vinyl is so right. superior. The colors are good. CertainTeed makes a really good line of siding. I mean, there's also, you know, these synthetics like Smart Strand and Hardy Board, which are these cementitious based or blended systems between wood fiber, and those look really nice, but they cost remarkably more. And if you want to kind of be budget conscious but then a premium look, I think that you could absolutely do something like this.
But they would remove the wood, put the Tyvek on, and then put the vinyl on top.
Well, there may be somebody that wants to talk you into going over what you have there. I'm not a fan.
Oh, no,
I'm not
no,
a
I
fan.
Wouldn't do that.
I'm not a fan of that. So when you go in there, or when you yes. start to seek bids, I would say, this is what I want. I want this all taken away. I want you to make any repairs underneath there, because there could be some hidden damage that you don't know about.
Absolutely, yes.
And so now they're going to, just what you said at the beginning of the call, I want to do something that I don't have to worry about it anymore. And if you make this investment, if that number, if that $15,000 number is, you know, close, and maybe it's a little higher, maybe it's a little less, but if your budget allows you to do that, it would be a smart use of your money, and take that headache. You can worry about other stuff.
Right.
Believe me, we got plenty to worry about.
Yeah. Lou, you're the best. You are one of the most decent people that I don't really know you, but I just think you're amazing.
Oh, you're very kind. I'm going to give you the phone number for my wife, and if you could call her, that would really be helpful.
You and Lindsay do a great job. Thank you so much, Lou. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. I agree with that. Lindsay does do a great job. Thank you so much. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's go to Mundelein and talk with Alice. Boy, you know, you don't hear the name Alice a lot. Alice, have you had that name all your whole life?
Probably yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you've heard it your whole you've heard it your whole life.
Just about.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. How may I help
yes,
you?
Yes. Well, I didn't even expect to talk to you. I'm calling for a friend who lives in Mundelein, and she has a cement patio, and I think where the slabs have been put together when they originally were put down is where the there's a crack or a space, and the one side is kind of lifting up. Who do I know you've answered this question 1,000 times, and you're so sweet to take my call. I listen to you even though I don't need you, so I'm waiting. But it's a pleasure to hear your beautiful voice every Saturday morning.
Thank you.
And hear your private stories about your family and friends. I just think that is just the half of your radio station. Truly, half of your time on the air. If you're listening to your private things that you share with us, I think that's beautiful.
All right.
Anyway, who do I call to have them come out and give an estimate and to see, you know, about this cement patio business?
So we have a really fine sponsor here called Andreas and Sons.
I know. I heard you early this morning, and I tried to write their number down, and I don't think I have it totally.
let me find it for you, because I think it was early. It was early that we did that, and they've been around since like the 1950s. It's a family run business. All right, are you ready? I'll give you the number.
I am ready. Yes.
708.
863. Okay.
5735.
5735. That's the part that I didn't catch.
863-5735. Okay. Robert R. Andreas and Sons. And you can call them up and say, hey, I need a little help, you know, with my house and patio, and they should be able to help you out.
Oh, I'm so glad you were able to talk to me. And it's been a pleasure, as it has been over all these years.
Thank you so much.
You're a sweetheart. God bless you and your family, dear heart.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I will take it. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. In Whitewater, we're going to talk to Dominic. Hey, Dominic, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you this morning?
I'm well. What's going on, sir?
Good, good. Let me shut this radio off over here. Hold on.
I wanted to follow up on a question you started with a caller earlier about the seal on the windows, aluminum windows. I have a sliding glass patio door.
Yeah.
And another large window. And the seal is actually broke, and inside of the windows, the
in the glass,
are
in the glass,
fogged up in the glass, right?
So you're in Whitewater, Wisconsin.
Yes.
All right. So do call Jimmy. No, I mean I don't know anybody in Whitewater, but you, there are these. There's a new process out there where they're anti-fog, or I think if you Google fog out of your windows or something like that. You'll find a bunch of these contractors. They typically charge about $90 a window, and they'll come in, they'll drill in the side, they'll use a vacuum to pull it out, and they will get that fog out of the glass. Now, I don't know how long it lasts, you know, but I do know a while ago we talked with a company in the Chicagoland area. Again, I have no connection to them at all. And I heard from a lot of listeners who'd use them, and they were pretty happy with the results. And when you think about, you know, look, I'm all for replacing your windows, but if everything's working fine and looks good, and really, you know, you're looking at it going, geez, I just wish that the fog was out of the glass, I could see out of it, it's worth it. So I'm sure that in your area, there's somebody doing it. Even, you know, if they came out of Milwaukee or Madison, you know, they would come and do it.
Is there actually a rubber seal around the perimeter there of those, that double pane?
It's not. Well, so, you know, typically the way those glass, the way it's made, like if you see them, you know, they take a sheet of glass as an aluminum frame that has a very gummy weather stripping that actually acts as the glue to bond the one sheet, and then they put the other piece of glass over the top, and then they press it together. Typically, that aluminum is what you see around there, but sometimes there will be a coating of like a rubber that they paint on, almost like with a tool. It's yet another sealer to keep it, you know, from air coming in there to create that that gap. And so, yeah, there, depending on the manufacturer, you may see that or you may not.
Okay, so you may not have to replace the windows.
Correct.
Okay, I appreciate the help.
Give it a shot. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Real quick, before I take a break, because we're just going to run out of time, and that lady mentioned something about you know, family stories. I feel a little weird about this because of everything we're going on with COVID, but you've heard me over the years on this radio station talk about our sweet dog Enzo, Enzo the Wonder Dog, that we had our Labradoodle for 13 years. And unfortunately, earlier this week, we had to say goodbye to our dog. Stupid dog. So I only tell you that not to, just because I know many of you have heard me talk about how great this dog was and how wonderful these animals are in your life. And so he's not suffering anymore, and he's just a great dog. 9:43 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
It's Saturday morning. You've got your radio on, and you're tuned to Lou. It's now right here on House Smarts Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our
house. 9:47 in the morning. Welcome back. This is Denise in Northlake. Hi, Denise. You're on WGN.
Oh, Lou, I'm so happy. My knees were knocking when I got my phone answered.
How may I help you?
Sir, I am confused about what paint to use, and I know you would have the best answer. I want to paint an old, rusty metal shed in my yard, and can this paint also be tinted that you recommend?
Sure. Well, okay. You have a couple of choices. We need to sand the rust off a little bit, right? We don't have to go crazy, but we need to sand it a little bit. Now, is it rusty everywhere, or there's just a couple spots?
Here and there, spotty.
Okay. So Rust-Oleum makes a rust-stop primer, and there's a chemical additive in there that actually bonds with whatever, you know, you're going to take a wire brush or a sanding sponge and kind of knock it down a little bit, and then use this Rust Stop primer on top of that. Then, in a perfect world, you could use Rust-Oleum that can be tinted. Many paint stores can do that, but if they say, oh no, we don't tint the oil base, because a lot of it's oil base, Ace makes their own brand of paint called Clark & Kensington. And their Clark & Kensington exterior paint is also designed to be used on metal. So that can absolutely be tinted, and it's a latex-based product. And so if you use the Rust Stop primer on the rusty spots, and then you paint that shed whatever color you want, because there's like, you know, I don't know, 1,200 colors you could choose from, which maybe is a little too many. But, you could absolutely use that to paint the shed.
Thank you so much, Lou. And could I give a shout-out to my Aunt Mary in St. Charles? She's 92 years old, and she just loves your show.
Aunt Mary, happy. Is it her birthday, or she's just 92 and happy?
She's happy to hear your show.
Oh, Mary.
She told me about you.
That's so nice. Well, happy being 92, Mary. That's awesome. Salute to you, and thank you so much, Denise, for calling.
Thank you, Mr. Lou. Bye now.
Bye-bye. 9:50 in the morning. 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Ida in Schiller Park. Hi, Ida. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. How are you today?
I'm well. What's going on?
I had a question regarding a window in my house. I was putting the window up the other day, and I heard like a little click with it, and then it wouldn't stay up.
Okay, so it's a double-hung window?
Correct.
Is it one that you can tilt in to clean?
It is.
Have you ever done? Have you ever
no,
done
I'm
that?
Having trouble trying to open it.
Okay.
To do that, then afterwards I tried to do that.
Okay. So is it the type of window that at the top, you know, that horizontal part of the sash at the top? Are there two little buttons that you pull in to tilt the window in?
Yes.
Okay. My guess is, so you know, on these windows, you have balancers that are on the sides of the windows, and there's two little, the bottom of these balancers have these two little notches, and on the window where you would tilt it in, the part where the window's still held on, you know, there are these two little rods that stick out, maybe 3/8 of an inch, okay? And my guess is either one of those rods snapped, or popped out of the balancer. So what I would do is if you can lift the window up a little bit so you clear the bottom of it, you know, so maybe lift it up 4 inches or so. So you got 4 inches of air coming in. Pull the pins, tilt it in. Then when you're holding the window in your hands, left hand, right hand, lift your right arm up and kind of cock the window like you're going to take it out. Okay?
Okay.
Now, you may hear another spring go boing. You're not quite sure what's going on, right? Then I want you to look inside those balancers, and you'll see those two little holes, those notches. So then what you want to do is take that window and put the one notch in one side. So you got to go back in on an angle, right? It's like a geometry thing, right? So we're going to line that up, and when we stick the pin in the one side, and then we tilt down, we want the pin to hit the other side, so you feel like kind of a click. Then you fold the window back up, go up and down, and you should be good to go.
Okay. I'll try it.
Give it a shot.
All right. And if that doesn't work for me, is there someone who could repair this?
Well, I mean, it's just a question of you probably just need a handyman service to come out and pop this back in for you. So if you go to, like, your local Ace, they've got a handyman service they can probably refer to you and somebody can come out. It's a quick little job. My suggestion is if you have a few other jobs to do, line it all up. Because literally, if I'm right about what it is, it will take a person 30 seconds to do this.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for your help.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 9:53 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this. In our show, 877-213-4-LOU. This is John, who's in Mount Prospect. Hey, John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Yeah, I've got a project replacing it. There were existing lights on the garage on either side, because they were there. And I need to figure out the way to hold them. There's holes there with the two screws, but the hole's about an inch wide. How am I going to hold that wood against the brick wall and so it stays and I can attach the light to it?
So the wood is like a trim piece that was on there?
No, they're old. My dad came over in 20, got married 29 and 30. They had a kid, and that was the end of that. So I use anything and everything. It was an old door from a cabinet there.
I see. So what I would do on something like that is, if you're going to put that wood against there, I would use some construction adhesive, but I would also use a couple of things called tapcons, which you would drill into the mortar of the brick and drill through the wood so that you can... You put the glue on the wood as well, so then when you suck it against the brick with the tapcons, you know, tighten it all up there, the tapcons will mechanically hold it in place, but then the glue, when the glue sets up, that's really going to give you the strength all the way around. And then when you have to put the screws in there to hold the fixture there, that'll all go on there. You just want to make sure that you have the right size bit. Tapcons, you know, that you don't need any anchor in the mortar, they screw right into it, but you have to use the appropriate drill bit and a hammer drill. You know, in a perfect world, use a hammer drill to kind of make it in there. But if you're just doing a couple of screws, I think that you should be able to anchor it no problem.
And the finish, polyurethanes, urethane, spar varnish.
Spar varnish should be the best. I would, my trick there, if it gets a lot of sunlight, is to cut that first coat of the spar varnish with a little mineral spirits so that you thin it a little bit, but it drives the resins of the spar varnish into the wood. Let that dry, and then put two coats of spar varnish full strength over the top of that. Thanks so much for your phone call. I hope that helps. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. I want you all to stay safe. I want you to stay positive and stay healthy. And we will be back next week with more House Smarts Radio. Have a great weekend, everybody.